If you could open up your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I did want to make mention of a couple of things before we go forward, though. In the back, there is a clipboard on the back table. We have the women's brunch that's going to be coming up this upcoming Saturday. I believe that's May 2nd. Don't trust me on the date, but I know it's this upcoming Saturday from 10 to 12. In the morning, and there is a sign up in the back. If any of you ladies are desiring to come, as well as bring a dish for it, there is still some space on that as well. So just wanted to draw attention to that, as I know we're coming close, and it will be here at the church. I also wanted to mention that the registration for our Vacation Bible School this summer is now open on our website, and I wanted to mention it as well, just because it really is a testimony of the Lord beginning to draw different ones in, because we opened it up after we met together with different ones last Sunday, and we hadn't sent out a word message-wise to any of the parents. We haven't put a banner out. We haven't put any flyers out. We have 11 children already signed up, and only two of them belong to us here. So we're not really sure how exactly, other than the fact we know the Lord was working and spreading word in that and beginning to draw different ones. So we're just excited to watch what he does in these days ahead. So be praying with us for our hearts in serving, as well as for the children coming in. But just wanted to share that as an encouragement. The Lord's moving, and we are going to send word out to the parents, but he's filling it up before we even can. So we're thankful for that. If you look at me in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we have a great picture here of the way the Holy Spirit begins to work within the body of Christ, begins to work within each individual believer. And he, being Paul in this passage, actually begins to describe the body of Christ as a body, and how there's different parts of the body, the eye and the ears and the hands and the feet, and begins to bring the body together in just the right way. And it begins to tell us, if you look at me in the passage, verse 4, there's a varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, varieties of ministry, the same Lord, varieties of effects, the same God who works all things and all persons. You go down, and as he begins to talk about the different ways in which the Spirit of Christ would begin to gift different ones, and he says in verse 11, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each individually just as he wills. And as he begins to talk about the body not being one member but many in verse 14, and we have a tendency to begin to look at the way God begins to draw us into the church, into the body of Christ, and view it in the sense of, okay, well, I don't do the same thing as this person over here, so somehow I'm a less part of the body, or we begin to compare and contrast in that way. And within the text, it'll go both from the way of looking and going, God can't use me in the same way, or they can't use that person, and begin to look down in others. And he says in verse 18, though, right in the middle of that, but God has placed the members, which that word place means to set forth, or to establish or ordain. And so God begins to set forth and equip and establish each one of them, as it says in verse 18, in the body just as he desired. If God has so rescued you, if you've come to Christ and he's brought you into this body, then there's a particular part of the body that he's made you to be. There's ways in which he'll equip and call and burden your heart to begin to serve. And as I thought about this, I wanted to call Miss Diane up. And, you know, we've known each other almost 19 years now. I did that math. And that was, I know. I've almost known you as long as I haven't known you in my life. And so that I realized that math. And I was a little more sore once I remembered that. I felt older. As long as I've known you, it's hard not to think of you and think of you teaching with the young children or the Vacation Bible School, almost like you've always done it. But at least as far as I knew, you right. have. And I know you were doing it for a number of years before that, mm-hmm. before I knew you. But you haven't always been a teacher in your time in this church.
No.
Did you know the moment you came to Christ and you walked in the doors that God was going to make you a teacher with young children?
No.
So how did that come about?
Well, I think about year in, Pastor Gary, you know, had approached me and was like, you know, I think you could teach the little children. And I was like, no way. He had teenagers at the time, and they knew way more about the Bible than I did. I grew up in a religion where you never opened your Bible. So, you know, I didn't really know a whole lot. Everything was brand new to me. And he said, well, can you read a passage and then teach from that? And I said, yeah, I could do that. And he said, and don't ever be afraid to say you don't know the answer, but I know where I can find it. And that was so encouraging. I was like, oh, it's okay to like say that, like in front of the little kids, that you don't know something, you know, like I'm the teacher, I should know everything about the Bible. But that just, you know, isn't true. But I'm just so thankful that I taught the little ones. I think they were like 4 and 5 years old. And just such a blessing, you know. And then, I mean, now I can't imagine not teaching. I just can't. But one of the biggest things that is impressed upon me, and I know Pastor Gary has shared about, you know, when he was younger and about one of his teachers doesn't really remember a single thing that she taught or a verse or, you know, and we go over memory verses in our class and everything. But what he did remember was that teacher was kind and loving. And so my prayer and my hope for the children that have ever come up through my class would be that they know that God loves them. And they know that Miss Diane loves them. And whether it was in my class or coming through my home, you know, as teenagers came in and out of my home, biggest thing, God loves you and Miss Diane loves you. And, you know, of course, the importance of Scripture to teach them what God wants from them is very, very important. But I think they're going to retain a whole lot more if they have a loving, kind teacher. So.
Yeah, so it really began for you. It was kind of almost out of just obedience and faith stepping into these things that you didn't feel necessarily like you were ready for it and what you knew.
Nope.
But it was clear that God was really burdening Pastor Gary's heart at that time that he needed to come and talk to you about these things. But it didn't stay that way, as you shared, and as time had gone on. You couldn't pull you away from being with those children teaching them.
I did want to share one more thing. The first VBS that that I did was a canned one. I don't know if you know what that means, but literally came in a can. And it just means you go buy something that someone else designed, and you pay for it, and then you make the materials and everything. And the next year, Pastor Gary said, I think you could design a VBS. And I was like, yeah, okay. And but I did that first time, and let me tell you, I love designing the VBSs. And you know, now as I'm because it's almost been 20 years now, as I am getting older, teaching the youngers to you know, do that, you know, we're replicating in the younger ones to serve the Lord. And you know, even as I look out, you know, and I see Donald and all of these have grown up, and my own daughter, you know, she was one of my first students, and what a blessing. Now they're in our body serving. So
now why didn't I want you to do the camp?
Well, you know, they're not always scripturally accurate. Yeah. And and we want it to be from our heart. We want it to be from our heart, not from something that someone else, you know. So we carefully pray about the times that we're living in, and what do these children need most right now? Is it courage? Is it Jesus is going to be everything? You know, that's what this year is. Jesus is my all in all. And what stories in the Old Testament and the New Testament are going to, you know, teach those principles to these children. And even this morning, you know, I had a testimony of how a vacation Bible school was instrumental in leading someone to the Lord and knowing that someone loved them, that God loved them. And I know that, what's that guy's name that sits over there? That's it. You know, he has shared, you know, when he was little and went through a vacation Bible school. And so, look, maybe these teenagers, they might, you know, fall away during that time of making Christ their own. But they're going to remember. You remember that Miss Kim, when I was little, how much she loved me and how much fun we had at that vacation Bible school? And some of my favorite verses, you know, God's word is not going to return void without accomplishing all his goodwill. And so we're planting seeds. So when these kids come, even if they come for one day, we have a responsibility to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with these children every day, whether it be through the snack or the craft or the games. We need to make sure that they know that Christ loves them. And I'm so thankful for this body of believers, and that is always emphasized. So, yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
You know, as we consider that passage and you hear the testimony, you know, there's a lot of ways in which we can talk ourselves out of certain things. And there's a bunch of reasons for any of us that we can begin to line up why we aren't qualified or equipped. But in the same way you hopefully heard in the testimony from Diane, is one, it was clearly the Spirit of Christ moving. It wasn't a desire of our own volition, but it's also continues to be the Spirit of Christ who equips us and begins to put things on our heart to this day in how we begin to share, whether it be in a class, whether it be in a time like a VBS. And my encouragement would be to each one of us, be talking to the Lord, praying how he's placed you. If he's brought you here, brought you to himself, and brought you to be a part of this body, he has a way in which he's called you to serve. Perhaps it is as a teacher. Perhaps it's in another way. But we don't want to let ourselves and our own way of thinking get in the way, because it's never been us. It's always going to be his Spirit moving and equipping. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you today, just want to give you thanks for Lord, your sovereign love for us. Lord, you know through the Spirit of your Son how to begin to burden us at the right time. Lord, we just thank you that not only have you rescued us, but you've made us a part of this family, and that, Lord, you haven't just brought us to be here, but to be a part of ministering and serving within the body. And Lord, that we would get to do that together as brothers and sisters with you. Could not think of a greater blessing of that. Lord, we give you thanks and praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.